Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also download our full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn how to pronounce the consonants J and Y distinctly and correctly, learning to hear and say the difference between J as in jail and Y as in Yale will make your pronunciation more accurate and will make your accent sound more like a native speaker's. If your first language is Spanish, you may find it especially difficult to pronounce and distinguish between the sounds J and Y. If your first language is not Spanish, then I recommend that you try podcast number 49, which also covers the consonant J. If you've already done podcast number 49, take a look at our podcast archive. The archive contains many lessons for speakers of any language who want to improve their English pronunciation. The archive is located on our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. The focus of this week's podcast is learning how to hear and say the difference between J and Y like a native speaker. We're also going to learn and practice the difference between these two sounds in a special training exercise. So let's begin by reviewing how to pronounce the sound J, as in June and agent. In order to pronounce the sound J, you want to press the tip and the blade of your tongue against the gum ridge. The gum ridge is the bump on the roof of your mouth. Press firmly. The sides of the tongue should be touching the side teeth. Stop the airflow completely until the pressure builds up and then release your tongue tip quickly as you vocalize. When you pronounce J, your lips should be protruded slightly, forward, pushed outward. Please listen and repeat. J. J. Now let's learn how to pronounce Y, as in the words yes and mayor. In order to pronounce Y, you want to raise your tongue so that it is high, as in the vowel sound E. The tip of the tongue should be relaxed, not touching any part of your mouth. The sides of the tongue should be touching the back teeth. Now move your tongue forward while keeping it high. Glide forward and vocalize. Y is the same tongue position as the vowel E, but it's E in motion. Again, Y is basically E in motion. Please listen and repeat the consonant Y. 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 The main difference between J and Y is that for J, we stop the airflow completely using our tongue tip. Our tongue tip presses up against the gum ridge, stopping the air for a split second. J is a stop consonant. For Y, on the other hand, the air flows continuously over the tongue tip. It is a continuant consonant. Remember, Y is basically E in motion. Raise your tongue into the position for E and glide forward as you vocalize. Please listen and repeat the consonants J and Y, paying careful attention to the difference in form. J. y j y. Now that we've learned how to pronounce j and y correctly, let's work on developing a clear distinction between these sounds. We're going to do a special training exercise so that you can really hear and say the difference between these two sounds. Listen and repeat the following pairs of words. The words are exactly the same, except that the first contains the consonant j and the second contains the consonant y. Listen and repeat, paying careful attention to the differences in tongue position and air flow. Jew. You. Jail. Yale. Major. Mayor. Jen. Yen. Now we're going to listen to and repeat some sentences which contain j and y. These sentences contain words which are very similar in pronunciation. Listen carefully for the difference in the consonant sounds j and y. Listen and repeat, paying careful attention to the differences in tongue position and airflow. The mayor made a major mistake. George Bush went to Yale and to jail. Mastering the difference between j and y is an important part of learning to speak English clearly and correctly. To the ears of an American, these two sounds are completely distinct. The best way to learn a new sound is to practice it slowly. The secret to speaking English clearly and quickly is practicing slowly and accurately. Learning to speak English with a standard American accent is a gradual process. But if you work at it regularly and practice as often as you can, you're going to improve. It's important to have the right training tools in order to improve your accent. That's why I recommend that you check out my English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training contains all the sounds of English with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You get all the vowels, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specially designed it for that purpose. Best Accent Training, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions for this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. I'd be happy to hear from you. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.